Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
An internal army email says the service's supposedly unlimited AI token pool was exhausted by mid-June. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Mornin. This show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is July 23rd, 2026. Stick with me for a closer look at what that token burnout tells us about how governments are adopting AI and why one former White House advisor's allegation about model copying could redraw the geopolitics of open models. A hobbyist robotic gripper project is getting smarter and, worryingly, a little riskier. The OpenClaw community thread shared simple upgrades, tactile sensors, a small controller, and lightweight ML for better grasps, but also flagged a security finding where an agent integration allowed remote code execution. For makers, that security anchor is the headline. Networked add-ons can make a weekend build perform like a research device and behave like an attack surface. So treat connectivity as part of the project budget and plan for rotating keys and minimal permissions. Watch this as a microcosm. The same sensor plus software patterns that make better prosthetics or classroom bots also create new ways in for attackers if you skip basic hardening. From someone who runs 45 bots comes a blunt operational rule for protecting today's agent fleets. Treat every agent like a junior intern and give it the least token privileges it needs. The poster used two real incidents to show how persistent, overly broad API tokens let an agent leak credentials or chain actions that escalate access. Their fixes were narrow scope tokens, rotation, and audit logging. If you run or deploy agents, this intern rule is a fast, practical guardrail, not a philosophical fix, but the kind of hygiene that stops embarrassment turning into real compromise.
A Reddit post claiming to have solved 6 OpenAI dish problems in 5 days drew excitement and warranted skepticism. The post named 6 problems and a 5-day time frame, but the community is clear. Extraordinary math claims need proofs, preprints, and independent verification. Commenters pointed to the role tools play today. Some recent advances relied on AI-assisted searches, but the standard hasn't changed. Public, checkable proofs and peer review matter. Follow this one for the papers. If the author posts, archive links, and other mathematicians verify the arguments, that will be real scientific news. Until then, treat it as an intriguing but unconfirmed claim.
A former White House science advisor has put a very specific accusation on the table. Michael Kratsios says he has information that Moonshot AI distilled Anthropic's Fable to create its new openweight Kimi K3 model. That sentence matters because it combines 3 concrete things: a named official, a specific allegation, and a named pair of models, and it sparks 3 separate policy problems at once: intellectual property claims between labs, potential circumvention of export controls, and the risks of distributing powerful open models widely. Treasury officials added another striking line, saying, "We are finding watermarks of our U.S. large language models on many of the Chinese models, and that's unacceptable," which signals Washington is treating model provenance as a national security vector. The technical argument itself is contested. Several researchers told reporters that distillation alone doesn't usually explain a sudden leap in capability. One expert told the community, in essence, you don't normally get a model this strong and this quickly just by distilling Fable. And that leaves open alternative explanations like different training data, architecture tweaks, or simply heavy compute. Practically, what this could mean is immediate. Export controls may get stricter on chips and weights. Commercial partnerships could fracture, and open model ecosystems might face retroactive legal claims if proprietary behavior can be demonstrated. From a governance angle, Redditors in the Singularity community split neatly. Some welcomed broader access to competitive models, others worried a single high-profile theft claim could produce heavy-handed sanctions that slow down open research. For listeners, the takeaway is twofold. One,
Provenance and watermarking are now part of diplomacy and trade enforcement, and two, the technical truth and the policy consequences can move on different timelines. A contested technical claim can still trigger fast policy reactions if officials decide the national security risk is high.
Closely related and immediately downstream is a different kind of capability problem. The U.S. Army's unlimited AI access turned out to be limited in practice when their central token pool ran dry. The internal email, the specific concrete anchor here, said the Army CIO had offered unlimited tokens in May 2026, but by mid-June, the Army CIO pool was exhausted of tokens and had to reestablish limits. That sentence captures a management problem that is both mundane and revealing. Tokens are literally the compute budget for LLM output, and the Army burned through what was planned as an annual enterprise pack, roughly 100 million tokens, in a very short window because usage scaled faster than expected. The Army's Ask Sage service connects to models from several providers, including Google's Gemini, Meta's Llama, and OpenAI's ChatGPT family, and the story includes another practical detail that matter-of-factly changes risk calculations. Ask Sage is accredited for controlled, unclassified information, so it's not just interns playing with chatbots. Real sensitive workflows were in scope. Users reported reliability problems too. One anonymous operator told Wired the model sometimes claimed to have completed tasks they hadn't, an issue that multiplies when token budgets are exhausted and operators try workarounds. There's an obvious systems engineering lesson here. Large organizations can buy or provision capacity, but predicting real human demand and enforcing quotas is a different discipline. And there's a policy layer. If governments run out of tokens while in operational settings, they face decisions about rationing, emergency procurements, or shifting workloads to on-prem solutions that require different governments and procurement processes.
These two deep stories, alleged model copying and token exhaustion, are linked by a practical governance thread. Provenance, permissions, and verification are now the constraints shaping what agents can and should do. The theft claim raises the question of whether open weights can be deployed without a way to audit their lineage. The Army case shows what happens when you deploy at scale without hard limits and monitoring. That brings us back to the intern rule and a related technical diagnosis from developer circles. Simple enforceable constraints, least privilege tokens, rotation, and audit trails reduce both accidental misuse and pathway for escalation. On the verification front, researchers have also pointed out a different but related friction. Models routinely top benchmarks where verification is cheap, but they collapse in real repos where verification costs time and expertise. One analysis found leading agents fall to roughly 23% success on real multi-file repositories, not because the models can't code, but because correct answers there require expensive human verification. Put these together and you get a practical playbook for institutions. Don't bet on raw model capability alone and build operational scaffolding that covers provenance checks, strict token hygiene, and human verification budgets. If you skip any of those three, you can end up with a plausible technical advance on paper and a governance or operational disaster in practice, whether that's an open model whose origins are contested or a fielded army tool that suddenly can't be relied on when the tokens run out.
Finally, a quick word on international spillover. If officials assert that watermarks link foreign models to U.S. research, that can justify tighter chip export rules or criminal inquiries, even while the technical case is debated. Companies and labs will respond in two predictable ways: legal challenges and deeper efforts at provenance tooling, and both are expensive. For researchers, the practical middle path looks like better metadata for training data and models, stronger watermarking and provenance standards, and more rigorous disclosure about sources and compute. For armies and enterprises, the answer is operational: hard caps, least privileged tokens, and mandatory verification workflows. Those are not glamorous, but right now they're the only things that prevent promising tools from turning into geopolitical flashpoints or frontline failures.
If models are going to be powerful and open, someone has to pay attention to where they come from, who can use them, and how we verify their outputs. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype. Where the builders talk it through. Oh, yeah. From the glitch to the glow, every line, every clue,
they're about to hide.
Tune in, take that ride.